Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
These international breaks so early in the season forces you to refocus. I think you lose the players for a period that is important to assess and the way that we started the campaign. And I do feel that now the team and the group is ready to concentrate on the next seven games. And before we get another international break, really have a competitive edge about our team. There are many places up for grabs. As you could imagine, there's a few players fighting for different positions, and I do think that the next 3 weeks are going to be vital to see how far we can progress and we can develop into a really strong team this season. So we're very much looking forward to what we got ahead. I was a bit worried before the international fixtures of how the players would get through it, and not just physically, because obviously there's always a concern about picking up injuries, but emotionally more than anything. And as you can see now, every player has had a very good experience. Everyone come back with a real good frame of mind, real confident look about themselves, and I'm really excited to see how we can perform as a team in the next seven games.
Played 3-2 draws and 1 defeat. That's the record of both West Brom and Everton as they meet here at the Hawthorns. Both sides searching for their first win of the season, and Everton will be looking to record it against a club now managed by their former assistant boss, Alan Irvine, and head, of course, of the academy before he was, I think we can say, the surprise appointment as manager of West Bromwich Albion. So, the two teams today lining up like this after the international break. Everton making one change from the 6-3 defeat against Chelsea. You've heard in the build-up the absence of Sylvain Distan, and John Stones is the man that comes in. So, Howard in goal, Coleman, Stones, Jagielka and Baines across the back for Everton. In front of them, McCarthy and Barry, and then McGeady, Naismith and Morales, who scored here last season, and Romelu Lukaku leading the attack, and of course enjoyed a very successful loan spell with West Bromwich Albion, scoring 17 goals in the process. On the bench for Everton today, we've got Darren Gibson, Leon Osman, Christian Atsu, Mohamed Besic, Antolin Alcaraz, Luke Garbutt and Joel Robles. Alan Irvine just going across to shake the hands of all the backroom boys at Everton, which he knows very well indeed, of course. West Brom have made a couple of changes themselves from their 3-0 defeat at Swansea last time out. No Jason Davidson or Malumbu. They're both missing today. Pocanoli comes in, and James Morrison as well. So it's Ben Foster, the England international in goal, a back four of Andre Wisdom, who's on loan from Liverpool. Craig Dawson and Jonas Olsen are the two centre-backs. Sebastian Pocanoli, the Belgian international, is at left-back. Craig Gardner and Graham Dorans in front of them. Then Saido Berahino, James Morrison and Chris Brunt. And up front, it's Brown Adey, the 25-year-old Nigerian international, a £10 million club record buy from Dynamo Kiev, making his second Premier League start. Our referee is Anthony Taylor from Cheshire. Last Everton game resulted in a 3-1 win for us at Fulham back on the 30th of March. So, all set. Plenty of noise from the Evertonians away to our right-hand side, travelling in their thousands, of course. And Everton will kick off in blue shirts, white shorts and white socks on referee Mr. Taylor's whistle. All set, decent atmosphere. Pitch looks in perfect playing condition. It's been well watered throughout the course of the last hour or so, so it should be a very greasy playing surface, and the ball should zip across the top of that lush green grass. As we get underway, and Everton giving the ball back towards Jagielka, and now John Stones out to Seamus Coleman in the right back position. And here's John Stones again, who's operating as the right-sided centre-back, with Jagielka just moving to the left-sided centre-back position.
The game.
Well, and everyone will drill it into him. They'll just be solid. They've worked under David Moyes for so long.
Yeah. You know exactly what Everton are all about. Leighton Baines on the ball. Everton
Very noisy support from Everton. Fans got right behind the team.
Everton keeping possession in the opening couple of minutes here. Stephen Naismith now progressing forward for Everton. To the left-hand side for Leighton Baines. Into the penalty area where it's half-cleared as far as the goal!
Goal! An absolute screamer! A belter! Back on the ground where he scored 17 times in an Albion shirt. But my word, oh, what a treasure for Romelu Lukaku. No real celebrations in respect to the West Brom fans. But my word, it's one to remember for him. And it's a cracker that gives Everton the lead inside 2 minutes at the Hawthorns. What a great strike, curled beyond goalkeeper Ben Foster. Brilliant from Lukaku.
Fantastic finish. It's poor, poor defender. It's Olsen. Who just passes the ball straight to him. He's on the 18-yard box, but we're right behind it here, and he's just curled it right foot past the diving hands of Foster to the goal. It's a fantastic finish into the side netting. What a start, but what awful defending for Olsen.
Everton got some defending to do now. On the final shot, blasted high over the crossbar from Berahino. Got a deflection on
it
the way.
It was a great saving tackle from John Stones. The ball went in initially, it was Stones who got underneath it. He missed the header. Fell to Berahino, but he recovered John Stones. He got a great block to divert it over. It was a real good chance for West Brom. Again, not watertight in that defence when the cross comes in. A mistake from Stones. Recovered well.
Atoned. And now Chris Brunt will deliver West Brom's first corner of the afternoon. Left footed into the heart of the penalty area. My word. My heart was in my mouth there as well. And yeah. Tim Howard got lucky because the ball just bloomed up into the air for him to collect in the end.
Yeah, well, that was a decent ball in there. And we talked about West Brom and their strength, certainly from set pieces. Good delivery from Brunt. And as you quite rightly said, we struggled to deal with it. And a little bit fortunate at the end. It came off Lukaku, I think. Into the hands of Tim Howard.
Ball played forward by Foster. Headed away by Barry. Won back by West Brom. Here's Chris Brunt. Reaching a landmark himself today. It's his 200th West Brom League start. Left-hand side, Pocanoli. Now, Dorans. Morrison. Morrison has released a great ball for Wisdom. Wisdom cuts it back inside the penalty area. Baines is there to defend, throw in West Brom.
Yeah, that's poor defending from Kevin Morales. He's got to do a job there. He can't allow Wisdom to come inside him. That's the only ball that was on. Fortunate enough, Wisdom's final ball was poor. Too easy here
now
again.
Now Wisdom again, right-footed ball into the box. Two West Brom players advancing and Everton struggling to initially clear, but now McCarthy will try and get it away. Not completed as yet. Ball will kindly deflect back for Tim Howard in the end. And he can gather. Halfway line. Throw in to the home side. And all he takes. Jonas Olsen making his 200th West Brom League appearance today. Now Morrison. Morrison's right footed ball up towards the edge of the penalty. It's off the head of Jagielka. Berahino. Couldn't get on the end of a day's pass, then Brunt into the side netting. Some of the West Brom fans on this near side thought it may have gone in with Brunt's powerful left-footed rasping drive, but I think Tim Howard knew it was into the side netting.
Well, again, it comes from our own mistakes. It's Leighton Baines who does well to on the cover there, but goes straight to Brunt. Side net, we shot, but Phil Jagielka just gets underneath it. I just think we're inviting this.
Yeah.
They're not having to work awfully hard to get chances. I think it's just coming from our sloppy play at times.
Stones up towards Coleman. Coleman forced inside. Still keeps the ball for Everton. Now Leighton Baines on the left for the Blues. Low ball into feet for Naismith, who's outside of the penalty area. Now McGeady. McGeady just outside the box towards this left-hand side. Brings in Baines. Now Morales. Thinks about hitting one, does hit one, and it wasn't far over the crossbar. It was struck with some pace from Kevin Morales, who scored here last season, but I think Ben Foster was safe in the knowledge it was going over.
Well, that's better. Al, there's something at the end of it. You know, OK, it's off target, it's a decent effort from Morales, but there's something at the end of it, a succession of passes, so we're actually trying to get somewhere.
Naismith wins it back for Everton, but can't find Lukaku. Back it comes from West Brom, and that will run through to Tim Howard. out towards the right-hand side, and Coleman, ooh, that's a dodgy ball into the path of Gareth Barry, and West Brom might profit from it. Berahino, Ade, edge of the penalty area, out to the left for Chris Brunt. Brunt's ball in, deflected off Barry, held by Howard.
Comes again from really sloppy play. You know, just can't afford to keep giving them opportunities.
Simple mistake, isn't
it?
Lukaku hitting one from distance, left-footed from 30 yards and more. And that time, sailing wide of Ben Foster's right-hand side.
Well, that's better. You know, strong play. You know, uses his strength and power, gets away from one or two challenges. And why not? From 20 yards out, he hits a left-footed shot off target. But at least an effort on target. Or goal, sorry.
Here's Jonas Olsson for West Brom, the 31-year-old Swedish international. Plays one left-footed out towards that left-hand side. And Okanoli. Here's Morrison, halfway line, now Wisdom, back inside for Morrison, one last attack maybe for West Brom before the half-time whistle blows. More defending for Everton to do at the end of this first half. Pocanoli's ball down the left for Morrison. Morrison onto his right foot, now back heels into Pocanoli. He's got himself into the penalty area, cross comes McCarthy, good challenge, corner, West Brom.
Yeah, we're going to have to defend this one. Probably the last kick of the first half. Good play by the left back again.
Yeah.
Good cover from McCarthy.
Well, the 2 minutes of stoppage time have elapsed on my watch, but the referee's going to allow this corner to be taken by West Brom and Chris Brunt over on the left-hand side. Brunt's delivery, Howard's come for it and hasn't held on to it. It's half cleared as far as Doran's shot locked, and a half-time whistle blows, much to the Evertonians' relief, because West Brom certainly applied a fair bit of pressure in that first half after Everton had taken a second-minute lead in this game, courtesy of Romelu Lukaku's well-struck shot from the edge of the penalty area, which curled superbly round goalkeeper Ben Foster. But since then, Everton have struggled to create openings. Lukaku's hit one narrowly wide just minutes ago. Morales had one blocked inside the penalty area. But other than that, Everton have had to defend quite stoutly, Graham. But some of it has been of their own making.
Well, of course, what a fantastic start. You know, great goal from Lukaku. You think, go on then, go and build in this. You know, they're shot kind of thing. You see the early goal going in, you can hear the fans are thinking, oh, no, not another game like this. So instead of going on and enforcing it, you know, we just kind of take our foot off the pedal and sit back and then play little square balls around, and all of a sudden we're causing our own problems because we give it away through sloppiness or whatever, and they're back on the front foot and we're having to defend at times. Where at 1-0, why not go for the killer second one? You know, it looks as if we'll settle for that. 1-0, we'll settle for that. Okay, well, if we get out of here 1-0, great. Instead of going on and getting the confidence an early goal gives you to say, go and let's play, they're nothing great, let's go and put pressure on their back four, let's go and, yeah, OK, they're well-drilled, and Alan Everton's got them well-drilled and well-set-up. But listen, we haven't seen anything Morales. We talked about he had one shot a goal, which, yeah, good, that's what you want to see, Lukaku at the end, one shot a goal. But for all the possession we have, we need to get more out of it. We need to get it more in the final third, where we're going to cause problems. McGeady, who we talked coming into the game about being, you know, full of confidence, has not been in the game at all. Morales has not been in the game. So what does that tell you? You know, does that say they're well drilled, or do we not get in the service to them? Lukaku's coming short, he's going wide. I just think at times we overplay and get it at the back and pass and pass and pass and pass. And all, you know, what happens there? Okay, they've not got the ball, but all it needs is a mistake. And they win the ball in that area. They're coming straight out of Tim Howard's goal. So I'd just like to see the ball getting produced quicker going forward. I think we need to get after them a little bit more. We just seem to have settled down and said, right, okay, we're 1-0 up, we'll settle for that, we'll keep the ball, make them come out and play. That's not been the case, and I just think that the game's here for the taking for us. You know, the next goal, we say it all the time, we score the next goal, I think we could get 3 or 4 here if we apply ourselves in the right way. But I just think at 1-0, dangerous scoreline, and I think we're inviting the danger onto us by, you know, being sloppy in possession at times, giving balls. All our defending we've had to do has been of our own making. You know, there hasn't been any great play from West Brom that said, wow, these are up for this. We have been the root of all the causes of danger, you know, and I think we've got to eliminate that. For me personally, I think we need to be more forceful going front, and in that final third we haven't really seen Coleman going forward. Baines going forward, maybe because of Sissam Allen, everyone's put up, but I think the game's there for the taking, and we need to get on the front foot, because at the moment we're on the back foot and we're defending, getting a little bit of luck now and again. So Wales, great to be in at 1-0. I still think there's a long way to go in this game, and I'd like to see us be a little bit more aggressive on the front foot going forward.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Everton leading 1-0. West Brom will kick off the second half and will be looking to put Everton under continued pressure. No changes, as you were. Referee Anthony Taylor is all set, checks with the keepers, and he'll get us underway for the second half. There goes his whistle, and West Brom attacking this time from right to left as we look. Everton attacking the goal where their fans are housed behind Ben Foster to our right. Here's Howard. Howard's long clearance. Jonas Olsen heads away. John Stones gets it onto the chest of McGeady, and then Naismith on for Lukaku. Chance to run at Olsen. Lukaku takes him on, beats him, and drives a great shot.
Oh, what a miss!
And Naismith has ballooned the rebound over the crossbar and high into the Everton fans after Lukaku's great shot was saved superbly by Ben Foster. But Naismith, no doubt, should have scored. It should be 2-0.
What play from Lukaku. That's what he wanted to see. He faces him up also. Goes past him. Great shot. Good save from Foster. Stephen Naismith, 8 yards out, blazes it over the top. I'm not too sure whether the linesman had flagged him offside out, but I tell you, that's a golden opportunity.
Dorans into the feet of Gardner. West Brom still in possession. Dorans once more. Morrison out to the right for Wisdom. Wisdom. Cross comes Baines. Wisdom down that right edge of the penalty area. Drills one low into the heart of the six-yard box, and Tim Howard got something on it to smother and get the ball away eventually.
Yeah, I think he just got a hand to it, just got knocked to his right arm there, but it's brave goalkeeping. Just showed you good play from Wisdom.
There's a decent ball in from the man on loan from Liverpool. Brunt just trying to get the better of McGeady. Cover for Everton now in the shape of Gareth Barry, and Barry's ball clipped forward looking for Lukaku, cut out by Jonas Olsen, who's coming forward down the left. Little juggle and a ball inside for Berahino. Now Adey's shot blocked on the edge of the penalty area.
Great block from Jagielka, but there again, Lukaku's got to do him better than that. No, he's got the build, he's got to get up against Olsen. Olsen's bullying him.
Throw in inside the West Brom half. Baines to take for the Blues. Still one goal to the good from this man, Lukaku, bringing in Baines again. Baines in for Morales. Chance to shoot, Morales.
Goal!
Oh,
yes!
It's a horrible mistake by goalkeeper Ben Foster, but we do not care one jot. Kevin Morales shoots from the edge of the penalty area. If you do not shoot, you do not score. It's a mistake by the keeper, but it's a second for Everton, and hopefully it's enough for 3 points for the first time this season. Kevin Morales scored here in the last campaign. He's done it again this time, and that could be the first win of the season.
Spot on, Al. If you don't shoot, you don't score. And the goalkeeper's had a howler there, but it's all credit to Leighton Baines. Persistence down the left-hand side. Played a little ball into Morales. He just let it run across his body on his right foot. You're thinking, is he going to try and bend it? He goes for power. But you have to say the goalkeeper's had a shocker. 2-0. We'll take it. It's been better second half, more incisive. Let's not concede straight away.
Here's McGeady. McGeady's shot just wide of Ben Foster's left-hand post. Good driving run, a decent left-footed shot.
Better from McGeady. Coming in from the right-hand side. Good little run. Works it on his left foot. Again, goes past Olsen. Running at Olsen. 9 times out of 10, going to go past him out. Can't move his feet.
Everton on the ball inside their own half now with Jagielka, who goes forward left-footed onto the chest of Baines. Then Osman out to the touchline, far side for Morales.
Oh, brilliant.
Good run. Morales, edge of the box. Good effort.
Oh, brilliant.
Over the crossbar, always curling high over. But decent run and shot by Kevin Morales.
Yeah, came to life a little bit. Second half, Morales, it's a great little run. Inside two defenders, gets on his right foot again. You can see what he's trying to do, just bend it top corner.
And Coleman's done well to hold off the challenge of Blanco. Now McGeady. McGeady drifts past Morrison. McGeady sets up Osman. Osman shot deflected.
Oh,
and this time Foster makes a decent save because he had to readjust after the initial shot was deflected, and he's pushed it behind for an Everton corner.
Yeah, it's amazing what a second goal does. The confidence now flown through the side. Good ball from McGeady. You can see what Ozzy's trying to do, just trying to bend it in top corner. Just a lot of deflections. Good save from Foster.
Olsen still inside the West Brom half, drives one long forward looking for Samaras, headed away by Jagielka, and as far as Gardner, helped on by Berahino, out to the right hand side for Christian Gamboa. His ball into the penalty area. Gardner's first time shot, which was a difficult one to take on the turn, was held by goalkeeper Tim Howard.
Ironic cheers, I think, from the West Brom fans here as well. But yeah, decent effort from Gardner, comfortable save from the goalkeeper.
Here's Osman and Besic, like a training exercise at the moment for these. Osman back to the halfway line. Stones for Jagielka. And Stones again. Oh, given away by McCarthy. That's unlike him. Straight to Berahino. Berahino turns away from Stones, looks to get a shot in. McCarthy is recovered. Breaks again for Berahino. Produces the save from Howard. Back to Berahino. On for Samaras. And Howard saves again. Comes out for Gardner on the edge of the penalty area. And finally, it goes behind. Off Gardner for a goal kick. Tim Howard will be grateful for a couple of saves to keep that clean sheet of his.
Exactly. And again, it comes from our own making. Sloppy play. Berahino does well, McCarthy gets back, does well to try and block it, but it's the goalkeeper he has to thank. Ball falls against the Samaras. Comfortable save at the end for Tim, but again, that clean sheet, you're thinking, go on, hold on, minute to go, gives loads of confidence, then we make a mistake, which was nearly 2-1.
Oh, final seconds now. That is it. Boos from the West Brom fans, delight for the Evertonians who've made the trip here to the Midlands, because they've seen a Romelu Lukaku goal on 2 minutes and a Kevin Morales strike on 66, admittedly via a Ben Foster error, but that is enough to give Everton their first win of the season. West Brom 0, Everton 2. Well, it was the fourth game in last season under Roberto Martinez when Everton recorded their first win of the campaign. Likewise, it has happened again in the Premier League this time around. Everton beating West Brom by 2-0. Goals in each half from Lukaku and Morales. Enough to give the Blues a deserved win on the day in a performance that certainly improved as the game wore on. A little bit of defensive pressure to contend with in the first half. But in the second, Everton could certainly have had more than just the two in the end. More importantly, it's 3 points and a clean sheet.
Yeah, the most important thing out, spot on. You know, it was a difficult start to the season, but this was a massive game for both sides. And it's Everton have come out victorious. I thought second half they were so much better. First half, 1-0, I think they just sat back a little bit and invited pressure. And you could just see and sense that West Brom were growing into the game. But I have to say, second half, there was more sharpness, more threat going forward. They got the second goal by Morales. OK, it's a mistake from the goalkeeper. But they looked more positive in the second half, looked more attacking of a more attacking threat. You know, and we deserve to win. It could have been a lot more after that. Yes, Tim Howard had made the double save at the end through their own making once more. But clean sheet, 3 points. I'm sure going into the game, that's what Roberto Martinez would have asked for. Could have been a lot more. Second half, not back to what we were last year, but getting there. First half a little bit sluggish, second half a lot better. Looked more urgency in the second half. I don't know if the manager got into him at half time, but certainly, you know, West Brom had to go forward and maybe take a few more chances, left a few more spaces, but certainly well deserved from the second half performance.
Well deserved indeed, and a number of positives now to focus on ahead of not just the next league game, but of course Europa League football comes Everton's way on Thursday evening. There'll be more members of the squad that are utilised, game time for many, and positives aplenty then for the Everton boss, more importantly.
Definitely, I think, you know, you go into, you know, it's amazing. The last time we were in the Europa League, I think people talked about the games. But the more games we were going into and winning, it helped in the league as well. The confidence was growing in the players. I thought second half, I thought Gareth Barry, you know, not just second half, but I thought he was outstanding the whole game, but he looked fitter. he looked lively across the ground, and I thought that was Gareth's best game this season. You know, and you could see, I thought Phil Jagielka did really well, said in commentary, he's had a tough, you know, couple of weeks, a little bit of criticism, you know, left out of the England squad, but I think he bounced back today. I thought he was excellent. You know, so a lot of positives. Leighton Baines has done great for the second goal, so a lot of positives to take from the second half performance. First half, a little bit, if he didn't get the ball forward enough for me, second half, more incisive. And as I said, you know, fantastic. OK, a little bit luck with the second goal, but the movement that led to Osman's strike, that was a fantastic save from the goalkeeper, that was absolutely outstanding football. Very reminiscent of last year. Yeah. So, you know, the signs are there that they're slowly but surely coming back. Need to do it over 90 minutes, but hopefully that will come.
And finally, confirm your Motor Range man of the match, Graham.
Motor Range man of the match was easy for me today, Gareth Barry. So Gareth Barry is my Motor Range man of the match. Jagielka close, Baines close, McCarthy outstanding as well, but Gareth, I thought, was back to his best today. So he is, without a doubt, my Motor Range man of the match.
Post-match. I wouldn't say relief. I thought it was more pride than relief. I thought in the first three games of the season we were very, very good, or even more than that, going forward and on the ball. Today was a complete performance, because in the other end we were back to our solid selves, and the intensity that we had defensively was very impressive. So a real difficult place to come, because West Brom, they are a team that they are in transition, but they want to play with style, they want to keep the ball, they want to press you high up, and that made it a very open game, and we got heavily tested in that respect. So really pleased to keep that clean sheet and having such an attacking threat and a stylish threat.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.